There are many towns in the western U.S. that had rough and tumble beginnings. They are places where it was sometimes difficult to determine the good from the bad. So it shouldn't be surprising that one town went so far as to send out an invitation to a hanging. It's a best of 2012 edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You may know 31 for everything from trendy totes to thermals, backpacks to organizational items. But did you know how easy it is to become an independent consultant? I live in a rural area, and I wondered if being a consultant with 31 was really for me. In under a year, I was already earning a great income, plus it's something I really enjoy. Want to learn more? Give me a call at 816-695-5551. That's 816-695-5551. Or message me at my31bag.com. That's my, the number 31, bag.com.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to fall
anything
over.
Anything he might need. There's a box of tissues and Band-Aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Holbrook, Arizona was established in 1881, mostly as a trading post for the cattle ranchers of the Eastern Arizona Territory.
It was really rough and tumble. It was known as the town that was too rough for women and churches.
Emily Wheeler says it was hard to separate the law and the lawlessness in the early days.
It was more of the, we're going to shoot them before they shoot us law. We've had quite a few historic shootouts in Holbrook. We actually have a street that's called the Bucket of Blood.
The street received the name because of the large amount of bloodshed there. Criminals were brought to justice, though. In 1899, George Smiley was convicted to hang for the murder of a railroad paymaster. The county sheriff was required to invite a dozen reputable citizens as witnesses. The sheriff, though, took the invitation business a bit further than most.
He sent out an invitation to a hanging, and he sent it back east to President McKinley at the time. McKinley sent it back saying that this was inhumane and these things should not go out.
The invitation read in part, "You are cordially invited to attend the hanging of one George Smiley. Latest methods will be employed and everything possible will be done to make the proceedings cheerful and the execution a success." It was sent to many people, including the president.
We are probably one of the few towns that sent out an invitation to someone's death. But at the time frame, the invitation states that you should act humanely and kind while this event is going on. So there was some protocol if you were to come to the hanging.
Today it's more than a Wild West town. A popular spot on old Route 66 and a gateway to the Petrified Forest. Traveling the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.